Police are still making DWI arrests and prosecutors are still handling the cases. On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Nicholas Michael Rossi is here talking about how increasingly complicated DWI cases are becoming. Do clients who come in waving the ticket that they've gotten for allegedly being under the influence realize, in a sense, they're going to two courts with this ticket?
First thing that we tell clients is, though, even though it's a traffic ticket, it is still a misdemeanor criminal offense. They are criminal charges. They carry significant penalties. First-time DWI offense can carry a potential jail sentence of up to a year. We don't necessarily mean to imply that every first offender is going to serve jail time, but it's certainly a possibility. The issue where there's potentially two separate issues or two separate courts that would be involved is where someone refuses a chemical test, because then you would have the criminal case in the town or village court, but then you would also have the administrative issue with the Department of Motor Vehicles as to whether or not that person actually did refuse a chemical test. And refusing a chemical test, it's certainly relevant to the criminal case, but it does pose its own issues in terms of licensing penalties and additional fines through the Department of Motor Vehicles. So we certainly want the clients to know what they're facing right from the beginning. One of the main things that we focus on at our firm is making sure that clients are aware of everything that's going on in their case at all stages of the case, because we certainly want them to know what's going on and be aware of all the issues in their case.
Now, this is New York State. There must be a form that somebody has to sign if they refuse the test.
Once someone is arrested and they're brought back to the station and they're asked to submit to a chemical test, then you get into the issue of the refusal warnings. And that comes into play with the DMV issue at the refusal hearing. In order to revoke someone's license on the basis that they refused a chemical test, there's a hearing at the DMV to determine some specific issues. And those issues are whether or not the officer had a reasonable basis to conclude that you were violating Section 1192 of the Vehicle and Traffic Law, which deals with driving while intoxicated, whether or not there was probable cause for the arrest, and then whether the refusal warnings were read to you, and if that person did refuse the test after the warnings were read. So the refusal warnings are certainly something that are important, because that's a big issue in terms of whether or not the DMV can revoke the license on the basis of the refusal.
Obviously, we've had a celebrated local alleged drunken driving case where the DMV yanked somebody's license.
Yes, and that's, you know, these clients often want to know how the DMV issues will affect the case. And we always tell them that although they're related, there are two separate issues. One is a criminal charge in a town or a village court, assuming it's a first offense. And the other is a civil issue with the Department of Motor Vehicles. So they certainly arise from the same incident, but they have their own penalties and their own implications in terms of whether or not the individual will keep his or her driver's license.
Obviously, the question is, can I keep driving? Well, I would think you have to give them two answers.
And obviously, the driving issues are one of the main concerns that clients have when we first meet with a client. And in New York State, the law is pretty clear, and it's fairly severe in this respect. The court can suspend your license pending prosecution during the first court appearance before you've been convicted of anything. And people always ask, you know, isn't it innocent until proven guilty? And the question in DWI cases is yes, but. In certain situations, most situations in DWI cases, the court will take away your license at the first court appearance before you've been convicted of anything. And they can do that for a couple of reasons. The main reasons that we find the court does this is the chemical test result at the beginning of the case. If the court has the chemical test result at arraignment, they will suspend your license pending prosecution. Or if the claim is that you refused the chemical test, the court can suspend your driver's license pending the outcome of the refusal hearing, which is the separate issue with the DMV.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, Nicholas Michael Rossi has been here, and we've been talking about drunken driving and the law and administration. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.